Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Q&A Answering Online. Thank you for joining me here today. So today what I'm going to do here on episode number one, I'll just do an introduction of who I am, where I come from, and what I do. Then we'll go from there, episode two and forward, we'll have all the questions from the audience. In the late 70s, I was born in Ontario, Canada. I moved to Europe when I was five to Portugal. And I lived there for 25 years. It's a beautiful place. Then in 2006, I moved back to Canada. I started working up in the oil industry in Alberta, Fort McMurray. During my spare time, I started creating e-commerce businesses. I was selling on eBay for many years, since I think my account on eBay since 1997 as a seller. Then in 2007, I actually started creating my own websites and selling those products on my own websites. I started actually on my websites. I started with drop shipping, and I was drop shipping motorcycle fairings, which is the plastics that cover up motorcycles, because it was always one of my loves, motorcycles and crotch rockets. That's what it was. I actually imported back in the early 2000s, I imported a sea can with pocket motor crotch rockets. So pocket rockets, they call them. I got them in. The C-can came in through the Port of Vancouver. I received it. I was up in Fort McMurray. And I sold every single one of them in the same day. Came in and I sold them. And this was not online. All of these were to co-workers up in the oil industry and stuff. I had one guy buy three of them. And but I sold all of them in one day. So I knew the potential right away. And at the time, I didn't know about private labeling. I just knew that I could buy things cheap in China and bring them over and start selling them here and make some good money. I was too attached to the physical job I had in the oil industry because the pay was good. So I ended up for the next 10 years working there and at the same time developing my online businesses. That's pretty much it. Started with private label in 2015, where I discovered what the term meant. I knew about private label, but I didn't know what the term meant or what it was called. So I would just call it, I guess in my mind, I would think about it as getting products from China, putting my brand on it, and selling them. I didn't have a term for it, but and that's what private label is in a simplified way. After I decided to give up drop shipping, it involves a lot of returns and trusting the manufacturers, and basically all I had were pictures of the products, and I would put those pictures for sale on my site, put the price there, I would get paid from the client, and then send about, 30% of that money, 30-40% to the manufacturer. And then the manufacturer would send me the products or send them directly to my client. Fast forward a few years after finding some great distribution channels online. So Amazon is guaranteed the biggest out there. And we all know that they are the biggest distribution online. So I started creating some private labels and putting them up for sale on Amazon. If you already know about that, it's called Amazon FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon. So where I do not store any of my product, I get the product, I design it, design the packaging, get the manufacturer to change something. All these are products that exist already. I import them from China directly to the US. I am in Canada right now, but I ship directly to the USA. Amazon receives them, stores them in their warehouse, and then sells them for me as Prime. So it ships Prime anywhere in the US because the stock is in at Amazon's warehouse. So that's pretty much what FBA is and how I am doing my private label businesses right now. I have several businesses, a few of them are incorporated. So pretty much that's who I am. I have two podcasts. There's Q&A Selling Online and how to build your internet and your empire, private label, all those questions, how to sell through Amazon, Shopify. I have a few Shopify stores as well. We'll dig into this in the future episodes. And I also have a podcast in Portuguese where pretty much do the same thing. It's not question and answer style. It's more like interview podcast, successful entrepreneurs, Portuguese, so directly in Portugal, Brazil, anybody that speaks Portuguese. It's called Milhões na Internet. So if you do speak Portuguese, you would know how to spell that and where to find it. If you don't speak Portuguese, I guess it would be a waste of time for you to listen to those podcasts. So pretty much that's it. Catch you on episode number 2. Sorry if this was a bit long. I'm trying to make them long enough, short enough, so you can listen while you drive to work. That's about it for now. So thank you very much for listening.